The news in brief. Iraq's Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi has refused to stand trial in the capital, Baghdad. This following a judicial panel arrest warrant for the politician on terrorism charges. Hashimi is accused of running a hit squad that has assassinated government officials. He denies the charges as fabricated. In Egypt, clashes between military and anti-junta protesters are going on for the fifth straight day. Police and soldiers fired live rounds and used batons and tear gas to disperse the protesters gathered in Cairo's iconic Liberation Square. Over a dozen people have been killed in clashes since Friday. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have attacked anti-regime protesters at a funeral procession near the capital, Manama. The procession was held to mark the death of Ali al-Ghassab, a young man who was killed by regime forces last week. Meanwhile, a new report has revealed that five prisoners have been tortured to death. Iran says Washington is using bases in Afghanistan for espionage operations against neighboring countries, including Iran. Iran's envoy to the UN, Mohammad Khazoui, cited the American national who was arrested by Iran over spying charges and the captured US spy drone as proof of such US espionage activities. In Turkey, police have detained at least 38 people, including journalists, for suspected links to Kurdish rebels. Hundreds of people, including elected mayors, are already standing trial on charges of ties to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. The probe is part of an investigation that started 2 years ago. The death toll from flash floods that battered southern Philippines has risen to almost 1,000, with scores of people still missing. Tens of thousands have also been displaced. Authorities are now preparing for mass burials of the victims. North Koreans are mourning the death of their deceased leader, Kim Jong-il. Earlier, his son and successor, Kim Jong-un, and other senior officials visited his body and paid their respects to him. Kim died of a heart attack on Saturday. His funeral is set for the 28th of December. And Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has offered his condolences to North Korea over the death of Kim Jong-il. China's President Hu Jintao has also extended his condolences over North Korean leader's death during a visit to the country's embassy in Beijing.